Hello and welcome to Weird Around Illinois. One thing that comes up often when you're talking about cryptids like Bigfoot or Dogman is why are there no bones or dead bodies ever found? A lot of people use that as an argument against the existence of cryptids, so we're going to talk about that a little further. Let's get weird. So, my first contention on the idea that people don't find the dead bodies of cryptids is maybe they do? You know, things decompose really fast in the wild, and maybe it's just a pile of bones left out there. The average person can't tell the bones of a bear from the bone of a Bigfoot or something like that. I presume a dog man would just look like a big wolf when it's down to a decomposing carcass.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I mean, there's not a lot of differentiation from a big pile of bones. I mean, if you're going to see it somewhere in the woods, you're just going to think, oh, well, that's another decomposing animal. Better move on.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the other thing is, if you want to talk about, like, ancient bodies being found, people find the bodies of ancient humans all the time, like Neanderthals and things like that. Who's to say that those aren't Bigfoot bones? Who's to say that, the Neanderthal, maybe Bigfoot is a Neanderthal? Who knows? So I talked a little bit about natural decomposition. One interesting thing about predators is, and this is true of a lot of animals actually, they like to go off and be by themselves when they die. I don't know if it's to keep the scavengers away and hang on to those last couple minutes of life or what, but they tend to go far, far away from people and away from other animals, deep into the woods. Since these things already live so deep that people usually can't see them, imagine them going even deeper. And what are the odds that people are going to find that body?
Yeah, maybe they just don't have a long time span of life and they just somewhat die early and they have to go that far off.
There's one theory where Dogman at least goes into, like, tunnels. You never know. Maybe Dogman goes into tunnels to die.
Yeah, there's talk of Dogman and Bigfoot living in caves sometimes. They may go deep into caves. And whenever on these Bigfoot shows they find those big piles of bones, you know, do they really analyze those bones and make sure those are all deer carcasses? How do they know that's not, like, the final resting place of a bunch of Bigfoots?
Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering.
The other thing is scavengers tend to pick carcasses apart. So you're not going to find, after a few days at least, a whole Bigfoot carcass in one spot. You're going to find a bone here and a bone there and a piece of fur over here. And you wouldn't be able to piece it together unless you had a full team of forensic experts out there trying to find each and every piece of a body.
Yeah, a bunch of cryptozoologists with you.
Right. And, you know, immediately I'm sure there are people saying, yeah, but people find deer carcasses all the time, and they find, you know, they could piece together the head and the body and everything else, but there aren't as many of these things as there are deer. I mean, you know, we live out in the suburbs, and we still see deer, you know, once or twice a week. In the deep woods and you know, the unincorporated areas and whatnot, you're going to find deer all over the place. So it's not surprising at all that there are deer carcasses all over the place. But, you know, seeing a live Bigfoot is a 1 in a million shot, so finding the body of a Bigfoot is a 1 in 10 million shot.
Yeah, and, like, in the suburbs like this, you're most likely not going to find a cryptid.
Right.
From what I've heard, they're mostly in, like, the deeper woods.
Yeah, but, you know, even in the deeper woods, the odds are very strongly against you finding one of these bodies.
Yeah.
In my opinion, sometimes Bigfoot particularly can have similar traditions almost as a human. And, like, kind of related to that, we often relate these, like, big random tree structures to Bigfoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we see them every few miles in a forest or something. They're pretty rare.
Right.
But nonetheless, we can't find an explanation for that. Have we thought about it being a potential burial ground or a gravestone of a certain Bigfoot or Dogman, actually whatever it may be?
You know, I've never really heard that theory put out there before. And I think that's really interesting because, you know, everyone says, oh, they're shelters. Well, they're not shelters because they wouldn't protect you from anything.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, and then they say they're wayfinders. They're there, you know, so Bigfoot remembers this is the place he has to take a left if he wants to go to the stream. Well, it seems to me he could put two sticks together and do that. He wouldn't have to build an elaborate structure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure on one of our own investigations, but that tree structure confused us.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Which, I guess that could be a strategic placement, but I don't really don't think that's likely.
But on all the Bigfoot shows we've watched, I don't ever remember anyone digging under one of these structures and seeing if there was a body buried under there. And everybody says that Bigfoots are very close to humans in terms of their behavior and development, so it would make perfect sense that they would want to bury their dead and protect them from predators.
Yeah, now once more support the beings that could be Bigfoot.
Yeah, like Neanderthals or ancient humans. It would make every bit of sense that these things would follow human-like behavior and, you know, show almost a reverence for their dead, because they seem to form family units and they seem to be close. So if one of them died, I'm sure they would, you know, not want them out there rotting in the forest with, you know, other animals picking at them.
I have a kind of a crazy theory here. What if the government puts names on, like, certain graves, but it's actually Bigfoot in the grave?
Oh, my. Just billions upon billions of gravestones, and, like, only a few of them could be Bigfoot?
Maybe.
That's an interesting point. That kind of brings us to the other thing we were going to talk about, too, the other possible thing that happens to these dead bodies.
Yeah, it's possible that the government could be, like, taking them.
Yeah, so if the government had a hand in the creation of Bigfoot, or if the government wanted to use Bigfoot as some sort of a super soldier, or if the government just didn't want us to know about Bigfoot because he didn't want people to panic or disrupt logging operations or whatever, then it would kind of be in their best interest to hide those bodies. And your theory, you know, could be spot on. Maybe they are just putting them in unmarked graves or graves with made up names or something.
I remember in Mountain Monsters, the hunters basically found like a gravestone somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really old. I think it had some name on it, but never know, it could be in there.
You know, the same thing happened on two different episodes of Expedition Bigfoot. The hunt for Bigfoot often leads people to cemeteries for some reason. And then, of course, we have our final favorite thing that always seems to come up when we talk about cryptids. Another possibility for what happens to these dead cryptids.
Yeah, it's possible that aliens could be taking them. These aliens are often associated with, like, spaceships or UFOs, whatever.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe they have technology that could take these things with ease.
Right. If you were to subscribe to my theory that these are like alien pets and they're just visiting the planet for short periods of time, the odds of one of them dying here would be pretty slim anyway. Yeah, maybe if they die, the aliens bring them back so that we don't find a carcass and don't put two and two together and say, hey, that's not from Earth.
Bringing down alien peasants and then letting them die there on planet Earth.
Yeah.
All right, here's another strange theory. What if Mothman is like a distraction from it? And aliens could like take them without people even seeing, because they're all just looking at the Mothman somewhere.
Interesting. So he's kind of like the rodeo clown of the aliens.
Yeah.
When they've got to do some sort of operation to pick up a wounded or dying Bigfoot or Dogman, then suddenly you see Mothman and he goes chasing after you at 70 miles an hour so that you're out of the area and the aliens can do what they need to do. That's the beautiful thing about all these cryptid investigations. You know, he can't disprove them. There's no way we can sit here and say with 100% certainty that that is wrong.
It's more fun to theorize rather than just ignore it.
Exactly. And who knows? You could be right. Well, if you have some theories on what happens to cryptid bodies when they die, we'd love to hear them. Or if you've ever found a cryptid body or a cryptid bone or something like that, we'd love to hear about that too. So thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing, and please continue to tell your friends.